Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. We're reading from the 8th chapter, Attaining the Supreme. This is verse 3. Krishna is answering Arjuna's questions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "The indestructible transcendental entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called Adhyatma, the self. Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruit of activities." Comment. Arjuna's questions and Krishna's answers are as follows. 1. What is Brahman? Krishna tells Arjuna that the jiva is Brahman. Srila Prabhupada writes, "Brahman is indestructible and eternally existing, and its constitution is not changed at any time. But beyond Brahman is Parabrahma. Brahman refers to the living entity, and Parabrahman refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Second question, what is the self? The nature of the jiva, the Adhyatma, or self, is to eternally serve. Srila Prabhupada writes, "The constitutional position of the living entity is different from the position he takes in the material world. In material consciousness, his nature is to try to be the lord of matter. But in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, his position is to serve the Supreme." Third question, what is karma? Karma is not simply activity, but specifically activity that develops a material body. Srila Prabhupada writes, "When the living entity is in material consciousness, he has to take on various bodies in the material world. That is called karma, or varied creation by the force of material consciousness." Srila Prabhupada's purport also gives a technical description of karma from the Chandogya Upanishad. Karma, in this technical sense, specifically refers to the journey of a jiva to the heavenly planets, his return to earth, and his acquiring a human body after falling from the heavens in the form of rain. In answering Arjuna's first three questions, Krishna has clarified the difference between the body and the soul. He has also explained the difference between the activities of the body, which cause the soul's bondage, and the spiritual activities of the soul executed in the material world, which causes neither karma nor bondage. In other words, the soul is spiritual. Its nature is devotional service to Krishna, and its karma is the material body or its conditioned nature. Text 4. Krishna continues answering the questions of Arjuna. "O best of the embodied beings, the physical nature, which is constantly changing, is called Adibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called Adidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as the supersoul in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adiyajna, the Lord of Sacrifice." Question 4. This is the comment. What is the Adibhuta? Srila Prabhupada writes, "The physical nature is constantly changing. Material bodies generally pass through 6 stages. They are born, they grow, they remain for some duration, they produce some byproducts, they dwindle, and then they vanish. This physical nature is called Adibhuta. It is created at a certain point and will be annihilated at a certain point. Krishna is the ultimate governor of the ever-changing material nature." Question 5. Who is the Adidaiva? Srila Prabhupada says, "The conception of the universal form of the Supreme Lord, which includes all the demigods and their different planets, is called Adidaivata." Srila Prabhupada further describes the universal form, the Adidaivata Virata Rupa, in his purport to Bhagavatam 2.1.29. Quoting from that purport, the conception of the Virata Purusha, or the gigantic form of the Supreme Lord, is said to include all the dominating demigods as well as the dominated living beings. Even the minutest part of a living being is controlled by the empowered agency of the Lord. Since the demigods are included in the gigantic form of the Lord, worship of the Lord, whether in his gigantic material conception or in his eternal transcendental form as Lord Sri Krishna, also appeases the demigods and all the other parts and parcels, as much as watering the root of a tree distributes energy to all the tree's other parts. Consequently, for a materialist also, worship of the universal gigantic form of the Lord leads one to the right path. One need not risk being misled by approaching many demigods for fulfillment of different desires. The real entity is the Lord himself, and all others are imaginary, for everything is included in him only. Question six. Continuing the comment, who is the Adiyagya? Where in the body does he live? Krishna, as the Supreme Lord and Supersoul, is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Adiyagya, Srila Prabhupada writes, present in the body along with the individual soul is the Supersoul, a plenary representation of Lord Krishna. The Supersoul is called the Paramatma, or Adiyagya, and is situated in the heart. In conclusion, when we perform sacrifices, or we worship the demigods, or the continually changing material manifestation, we indirectly worship Krishna himself. If, however, we worship Krishna as the governing principle behind all three, then we can know him, quote, even at the time of death. And that is the answer in brief to Arjuna's final question, which is, how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? At the end of the seventh chapter, Krishna said, quote, those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Krishna explained in this verse the potency of knowing and remembering him at the time of death through understanding him as Adibhuta, the Lord controlling all material transformations, Adidaiva, the source of the Virata and the Virata Rupa and the demigods, and Adiyagya, the one whom the process of Vedic sacrifice is meant to please. Knowing Krishna as the Supreme Lord in these ways allows Arjuna to work as his servant even on the battlefield, and to fight on the spiritual Brahman platform in his actual identity as a servant. Such activities produce no karma and therefore do not develop another material body. Arjuna can now focus his mind on Krishna and fight. What is the result if one thinks of Krishna at the time of death? Krishna answers this question in text 5-8. And we shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.